based on everything that's happened in the last couple of weeks, I'm not really sure why we're here, simply because we are requesting that a budget commission be appointed when we have been told over and over again that even if the supplemental tax was passed, there would be a possibility or a probability that the budget commission was going to be put in place by Rosemary Booth Galugli. I have been in total opposition to any state interference, particularly as relates to a budget commission, because in this resolution that we have here before us this evening, it speaks to a due to significant shortages in cash flow. Well, of course there are significant shortages in cash flow. In the budget that is presently in place, which is the FY 2012 budget, we underfunded the school department by $7 million. I tried to explain at Monday night's meeting to Mr. Souders, there was no $7 million missing. There was no overspending. The school department spent exactly what they had spent 2 years before and in the last year, and were expected to spend in the current year. The difference was that in the current year, we got a court order telling them that they had to provide a basic education plan for $59,640,601. Couldn't be done. There are some members of this community who knew that. Last year was an election year. We had a candidates forum at Chan's back in the month of October. And at that candidates forum, I indicated that I felt that we were looking at a fiscal tsunami that we were going to have to deal with before the end of the fiscal year of approximately 25 or 30%. Mr. Kanoia, a council candidate who spoke after me, said Mr. Breen mentioned 25 or 30%. I think it's going to be 35 to 40%. Well, if you take 13% in the supplemental and 21% projected in the increase for the next fiscal year, 34%, regrettably, Mr. Kanoia was right. I've continually indicated that the cancer that is infecting our fiscal well-being for the last several years has been the police and fire pension fund. It is a taxable issue, a $90 million taxable issue. I repeatedly have pled with the administration, or administrations, I should say, to coordinate with our congressional delegation the possibility of enacting federal legislation that would make it a tax-exempt issue that would reduce the rate of interest to approximately half of what it is now and make it potentially sustainable. That has not been done. We have repeatedly asked to negotiate with our unions and on an ongoing basis, and to with the retirees with respect to the health plan. We have been told that a list is being manufactured. Nothing has happened. We were told that in the fire overtime account, we were only going to budget $200,000 because we were going to save as much as $1 million. We're approaching $900,000 in expenditures, and we've budgeted another $750,000 for next year.